This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Craig Douglas is with us. Craig Douglas travels the country. He attends trade shows, survival expos, gun shows, teaches seminars. A dear friend of ours has been to the farm. Welcome, Craig Douglas.
Hi there, Vincent.
So, Craig, can you share with us what state you're in right now?
I am about ready to do a setup for a gun show today in Flint, Michigan.
Flint, Michigan. Don't drink the water.
Yeah, and if you believe Michael Moore, there's no money here either.
Yeah, yeah. So, Craig, I'd like to focus our broadcast on what is happening out there at these conventions, the prepper shows, the gun shows, what you see, what you experience, and then also some of your survival tips that you had on your YouTube video. So let's start with gun shows. Let me make a comment, and I'd love to hear if it's the same as in your travels. So I went to a gun show last weekend. And there were very few people. I mean, very few people. The number of exhibitors outnumbered the number of guests by far on a Sunday. And I was interested in looking at a set of reloading dies for a pistol. Very, very common caliber. I didn't find any. I didn't find any reloading dies, so to speak. I was interested in reloading powder, and what I saw was quite shocking. There was very little reloading powder. I'm thinking somewhere around 21-pound bottles of reloading powder. So there's different powders for rifle, pistol, shotgun, magnum loads. I mean, there's a lot of different powders for specific purposes. There's not one powder that does everything. Well, what I found was about 20 containers of powder. And the powder looked, in many cases, like it had been very shop-worn. The price of powders is in the $30, $35 neighborhood per pound, typically. There was a guy selling it for $22. And I asked him if it was the same price if he bought more, and he said no. You take all that he had, which is very few, it'd be $15, way below cost. Brand new, unused, unopened powder. He said his words, I want to get rid of it. He wanted to get rid of it. Now, to me, that sounds like, well, sort of like desperation. I wanted to get rid of it. He wanted to turn it into Federal Reserve notes. I was shocked that I would be able to buy reloading powder for $15 a pound. That was really as pleasant for me, but it told me that something is really wrong. And I was looking for ammunition to see what the price of ammunition was. Part of what I do at a gun show is to prepare for a broadcast to say, here's what's happening, class. Very few customers. No traffic, so to speak, of hardly any commerce. Maybe four people selling guns privately. Maybe four. Two I know for sure. I was surprised at the lack of sales, the lack of commerce, the lack of availability of items to buy. And yet, I saw new handguns, shiny brand new, the kind that you would get all the paperwork for to register if you wanted to buy one from this particular person. He had the biggest display at list prices. List price. Full list prices. I couldn't believe it. You know, a gun show is typically where you get a, you know, some kind of a discount. Nope. Not from that guy. So what I saw was very concerning to me, that there were very few customers, very few transactions, very few private purchases, and that's called the gun show loophole. But it's not a loophole. It's your right to be able to buy a gun from someone who wants to sell their gun. There's no difference in my mind between buying a used dishwasher, a used refrigerator, a used car, or a used gun from the owner. I don't see any difference. It's personal property. Craig, what I'm saying is, what happened to the gun show traffic? Is it just the show that I went to, or are you seeing this in your travels?
Well, I haven't done that particular show that you talk about, but I've done gun shows all over the country. And first of all, Sundays are a slower day for us, especially if it's first thing in the morning, because a lot of people are still maybe to church or something. Sometimes the weather affects the attendance, and so that could have played a factor, but I don't know in this case. Things like dives are a little more specialized, and sometimes you have to go to a bigger gun show to find too many of those. As far as the powders go, sometimes it may have been desperation, but maybe he was also just overstocked and looking to get out of that line of business. I couldn't tell you. But the gun shows overall, ever since Donald Trump was elected, not just since he was in office, but since he was elected, the gun shows have been declined greatly from where they were before he was elected. And it's kind of understandable if you think about it. At the time, we were facing the horror of maybe a Billary being in office. And if she had gotten in office, the gun shows probably would have went crazy, because they figured, now's my chance, we better do it while we can. But since Donald Trump got in, people just relaxed and say, oh, well, I don't have to run out and buy a gun or ammo right now. I can wait 3-4 years at least. And so there's no urgency. There's no rush anymore. There's no panic that sets in, because, frankly, most Americans, as we kind of have seen in our business, they don't really prepare. They react instead of preparing. And so people just stop coming for the most part. There's still people that go to the shows, don't get me wrong. But the attendance dropped way back, and a lot of vendors have been voicing this to me, that things are bad at the shows and have been for a while. And it's not just because, and I got to say, I don't exactly fit in a gun show, because what I sell isn't really exactly gun-related. It's prepper-related. But gun show audiences and clients are usually the type of people that like my stuff well enough that I can usually make it work. But recently it's just been so bad, it's been really hard to make anything work anymore. My warehouse is getting smaller, and I haven't been able to restock anything hardly. That's how bad it's been for me anyway. But again, I may not be the best judge for what's going on in the gun shows, other than what I hear other vendors that are greatly gun-related tell me.
Okay, so Craig, you're saying that it's not working so well. What do you mean by that? Do you mean that there's not very much foot traffic? There are not very many customers. Customers don't have disposable income. What are you saying? Or are you saying all of that?
Probably a little bit of all of it. The attendance dropped, and like I say, after Donald Trump got elected, has not really picked up. And until there's some other sort, now, of course, in the news, we've had some things going on in Congress at the moment. Maybe gun shows will pick up a little bit, because maybe people get nervous. But it doesn't look like what they're trying to do right now is going to pass. We don't know yet. But that's what it takes to get people to go to the show, is some sort of urgency, some sort of panic. The actual money, we're told on the press all the time how great the economy is, but it doesn't seem to be reflecting upon my business. I had been doing okay in previous years. I had been able to restock and keep my business going, even with the low overhead that I do by, sleeping in my van and that sort of thing. But it's been hard to make it work monetarily, especially if you're making a living off this. You got to understand, too, a lot of the gun show people, the gun show dealers and vendors there, a lot of them I don't know, I couldn't tell you what the percentages are, but if you kind of look at the ages of people that are behind the table there, you're going to see that most of them are kind of retirement age, and a lot of them don't depend on a show being 100% successful because they got Social Security or they have a pension or some other form. Sometimes it's almost more of a hobby and some extra money for some of these people. Not all of them, but some of them, and a lot of them I've seen are kind of just retirees that do, you know, something to do, something that maybe may bring in a little income. So it's not critical for them to succeed or fail. Whereas for me, I'm trying to succeed because I need to succeed. Otherwise, you know, I'm even more homeless than I am now. So it's a little bit of all of what you said. The shows have just been bad, but the prepper shows haven't fared any better, to be honest with you. The prepper shows, and I'll touch on this briefly, the prepper shows not only are hardly existent anymore, they really dropped by the wayside. The attendance was way down. Everything was failing. And it still is. You go look on the prepper sites, the prepper, you know, USA Preppers or whatever it is, you'll find there's a lot less shows out there. They're just few and far between now because the market is way down. The vendors gave up on them because the customers just weren't coming. There's been no incident in the news that would suggest people need to run to a prepper show. And again, Americans seem to be reactionary instead of preparing, although, of course, your audience and the prepper market in general do prepare. But overall, the American people just don't care unless there's something imminent facing them in the news and slapping them in the face. They don't really care. So we haven't seen the prepper shows doing it either. Now, you would think with Donald Trump in office, now, whether you like him or not, he is doing some things we've never seen a president do in our history. And it should be a little worrying to people, you would think. I think it might make some people a little nervous, but it doesn't seem to be. The prepper shows have gone way down, too, where I don't even have any well, I have one scheduled next week, actually, but there's just so few of them to be even scheduled, too, that it's not even an option anymore, hardly, because there's just not very many prepper shows on the market.
We used to have a decent competitor with the Get Prepared Expo, which is USA Preparers. That's our expo, the Get Prepared Expo. It was another expo that was pretty big. And I don't think as big as I've been to theirs. I don't think as big as we were, but, you know, certainly worth considering going to. I got an email from them. Another company bought them out. Ron Douglas was the guy who previously owned it. And I know Ron Douglas. He and I have talked on the phone. He sold out. Another company bought it. And I got an email from that company saying that there are no shows that they have scheduled for 2019. None. Not one. Zero. Zero. And that would be the biggest preparedness show there is, if you take out USA Preparers. And I don't want to have any more. At least at this point. And I'll tell you why when we come back. Craig Douglas is with us. I'm Vin Finelli.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Craig Douglas is with us. Link on the website, USAPrepares.com. Click on the instructors tab and look for Craig Douglas. So, several weeks ago, I asked the question several times on this broadcast, and it was about, well, some people have said, hey, when's the next expo? Love to have an expo. Love to get together. So I said, okay, tell you what. I might be interested in doing an expo if everyone who came did not bring their cell phone. No cell phones. Why? Because I don't want to be tracked, monitored, recorded. I don't want any more videos of or images of me on the internet. For everyone's safety, I am not willing to allow any recordings of what we might talk about. Otherwise, we'd all show up and no one would say anything. So in order to provide information, no cell phones. And I said I would be surprised if we had 100 people, as many as 100 people, respond to that. Well, I'll give you the exact number. 9. 9 people want to come to the expo and they're willing to leave their cell phones at home that have contacted me. 5 of them are instructors. Guess what? No expo. Why? Well, I've been told by that number 9 that there's not enough interest. So would I go out on a limb and rent a 40,000 square foot facility for 9 people? The answer is I'd love to do it, but it's economic suicide. I'm not going to do it. And Craig, you mentioned, you know, on a Sunday after church. Well, would you expect that the dead time, if you will, at a gun show would be like noon, or would that be when it would start to pick up? Because that's when I was there. I was there probably from 11 through 1 o'clock.
That's usually about the time it starts picking up. Usually, if there's a church presence in that community, then we see less attendance. The first few hours of the show on Sunday and then the last hour of any day of the show are the slowest times at a gun show.
Okay. So do you think that gun shows are in decline in terms of the numbers of offerings of gun shows? Now, I'm not talking about the attendance at this point. I'm not talking about the number of vendors. I'm just talking about the number of gun shows. Is that in decline as well, or are there still the same number of gun shows as several years ago?
Well, the prepper shows certainly have declined, but I don't see that with the gun shows. You still, no matter where you're listening right now, you can probably go within an hour drive of where you are, and you're probably going to find a gun show somewhere that weekend, because that's the way it's been pretty much for many years. So there's still no shortage of gun shows for what I see. Some states, like some of your listeners in Texas, there's definitely two or three gun shows every single week in Texas. And you're going to find that all over the country. You're going to find anywhere you can travel. If you can travel a little bit, you're going to find a gun show nearby. And so there doesn't seem to be any closing gun shows to me. I haven't seen any decline in the number of shows.
Okay. I don't know of a decline either, but I was really, really shocked at the offerings. Are you seeing fewer exhibitors, fewer sellers, you know, behind tables at gun shows, or has that remained constant, or has it increased?
Some shows seem to have declined in the number of vendors. Last Indianapolis show was really strange. They were, at one time, there were 1,500 tables at this particular show, but this particular time was more like half of that. So there has been a decline. There aren't too many shows that are sold out anymore, although I did try for a couple of them in Indiana and Ohio, and they were full. Some of them are still, but hardly any of them now are ever full. And so you can pretty much call and get in any of them as a vendor. So I haven't seen very much of a drop in the number of vendors at the shows.
Okay. How about prices? Prices of offerings. I mentioned that there was a guy, he was the dominating exhibitor and seller of new guns. He had the most tables, he had the most items for sale, the largest display of new handguns. I mean, he had a lot. It was pretty big display, a lot of tables. But I didn't see many transactions. His prices were full list price. Are you seeing prices up, down, or the same as of several years ago?
Well, they dropped dramatically when Donald Trump got elected, for one. But people like that have big overhead employees, high number of tables, so they're going to be more restricted on what they can do.
All right, we'll be right back with Craig Douglas.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is denying a report in the New York Times that says the president instructed then-Chief of Staff John Kelly to grant top-secret security clearance to Kushner. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says even if President Trump did order the security clearance, it's not a crime, but...
This is part of the problem. I think, with having family in official positions. Because it's hard to be objective. Hard to be objective with the people you're having Thanksgiving dinner with.
President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border is receiving pushback from House Democrats as they voted to block it earlier this week. It's still unknown what will happen in the Senate. Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells the CPAC audience why he believes Democrats are against border funding and a border wall.
Here is their reasoning. Trump equals wall. We, the Democrats, hate Trump, therefore no wall. That's it.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Craig Douglas, you're in Flint, Michigan at a gun show. So, class, if you are interested in meeting Craig Douglas in Flint, Michigan, you can do so at the gun show. Craig, you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it starts tomorrow. It starts Saturday and Sunday. I don't know the hours. If you go to their website, you can find out. It's migunshows.com. I think that's what it is, MI for Michigan, migunshows.com. Or you can go to my website, forbiddenknowledge.info. I always put where I'm going to be on my own website, forbiddenknowledge.info.
Okay. forbiddenknowledge.info class if you're traveling and you don't have a way to write or look it up. Just go to usapreparers.com and click on the instructors tab, and there you'll find Craig Douglas. Craig, you were talking about prices, and I was unable to hear what you were saying because the introduction was playing as you were saying that. What were you saying is happening with prices? You're saying that that the larger exhibitors have higher costs and they can't do much on prices. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm not so much into the guns and ammo and other things relating to guns, so I'm not the best person to ask this. But what I've seen and heard is, for one, when Donald Trump got elected, the price of an AR went in half. And a lot of dealers bought a lot of guns right before the election, thinking that Hillary was going to win. And since she didn't, the price was plummeted because everybody was overstocked on them, and they're still suffering to this day. Some of them actually had to go out of business. But some of the bigger shows, vendors like you're talking about, where they have, you know, a dozen or 20 tables, they have greater expenses. A lot of times they'll have a store. They're paying a lot more for their tables. They're paying employees to be there. They're paying hotels for those employees and sometimes meals. And so they just have greater overhead, and they may not be able to work with a customer as well as you like on prices. That's probably the reason they weren't able to work with you.
Well, I wasn't trying to get them to work with me. I was just watching what was happening with people around me. And here's something that I've noticed. And tell me if this is an anomaly or if you've seen this too. I find that the older people behind the tables, the hobbyists, are more willing to talk to you about, their experiences in the military, things they've seen, or if they're reloaders, they're willing to share with you without expecting to sell you anything. They just love to talk. I'm talking about, you know, people 60 years old and older, as compared with younger people, let's say the 35 to 40, the 40s guys behind tables, aren't so willing to talk. They don't seem to have an interest in sharing. Is that just my experience, or are you seeing that as well?
Well, that may go back to what I said before about a lot of the older guys, the retirees, and they don't depend on that for a living. That might be part of it.
Okay. Is there a time, if someone wants to buy, and I know you're not in the gun business, but you do go to these shows, is there a time that is the best time for a person to negotiate a better price from a seller, or does it not make any difference? For example,
I don't think I guess it depends on what it is. I don't think it makes much difference, though. If it's something high in demand and they don't have very many of them, then some things will be set in price and they won't be willing to deal, and they might even leave the show before, you know, the second day. But, and a lot of people seem to think, and I don't see truth to this, a lot of people think that, oh, just wait till they're packing up, and they just rather not pack them up and have to take them home again. That's not really true. We have so many things we have to pack up. It's not a hard thing to pack up and bring to the next show. So I don't know if there is a good time to answer your question, to purchase at a gun show. I don't think there really is a good time.
Okay. And, Craig, in your videos on YouTube, how would you like us to find you on YouTube?
Well, since my channel is not monetized, I don't make YouTube any extra money, and so they don't like me too well. So it's kind of hard to find my channel. But if you enter in the exact way I'm going to spell it here, you'll be able to find it, maybe. Forbid TV. It's all one word. Forbid, spelled with two D's, and then TV, all one word, no spaces, Forbid TV. And maybe enter the word channel, and you may or may not be able to find it that way. The easiest way to know you found the right spot, well, first of all, I picked a name specifically that had no other channels by that name. And still, when I do searches, sometimes it just doesn't come up. I'm surprised how YouTube and Google play favorites with monetized channels. See, if you don't make them extra money, they don't like you too much and they don't favor your channel. But if you enter Forbid TV and the name and the word channel along with it, usually it'll come up. But if you keep entering other keywords like prepper, or radiation, or Fukushima, or something like that, because my channel is very related to that sort of thing, you'll end up finding it a lot easier if you enter in other keywords with it relating to the things that I have videos about. So Forbid TV on YouTube, that's where you can find the channel.
Craig, I saw something that I didn't like, a trend that I didn't like at gun shows. And that is that I saw, when I go to a gun show, I expect to see guns and gun-related items. You know, stocks, triggers, reloading equipment, guns, slings, ammunition, carrying cases, scopes, you know, things like that. That's what I expect to see at a gun show. I don't expect to see dog collars. I don't expect to see popcorn vendors. I don't expect to see aromatherapy vendors. I don't expect to see candles. I don't expect to see tattoo people. I don't mean people who are tattooed. I mean people who will tattoo your body for a fee. I don't expect to see that. Are you seeing more and more of that as, we'll call it, filler for junction, for gun shows, or is that just an anomaly that I saw?
Probably less, because, first of all, the shows have been a little bit in decline. So the promoters, in order to pay their bills, they're more willing to accept the people that are selling windows or whatever, you know, that aren't really related to guns. And so sometimes those shows they're more willing to. And because there's no more waiting list of shows, because it used to be, there were some promoters, they wouldn't even let me do their shows because they said I wasn't gun and knife related. One in Florida, I recall, and one in Ohio. In fact, for the first time a couple weeks ago, I did the first time did a show in Ohio, in Dayton, Ohio, that the previous promoter would never allow me to do because I didn't have gun and knife related. But the new owner was very willing to have me do his show. So because the promoters also are trying to make a little bit of money, they're going to fill in the tables if they can. And in the long run, like you said, some customers coming in the door who expect to see guns and gun-related things might be opposed to coming back. And so they could be cutting their own throats when they do that, but they also could be cutting their own throats if they have a bunch of empty tables, because the customer kind of wants to see a full show to get their, you know, $6 or $10, whatever they paid out of their experience. So it's a double-edged sword. They're in a tight position just like us vendors are.
Yeah, just as an aside, class, what I would do when I'd go to a gun show, I would go to the internet and I would find coupons for, you know, $2 off, $1 off, and I would copy them, and I would arrange them on a piece of paper so I could get like 6 or 8 of them, and then I'd print several sheets of that, and then I'd have a whole bunch of them in my pocket. And then when I was in the line to pay to go into the gun show, I would I'd give some to the guys behind me, I'd give some to the guys in front of me, I'd walk up and down the line, I'd say, I've got some coupons, here you go. And everybody appreciated that. They really did. But I have a feeling that the guys collecting the money were wondering, how come, like, 20 guys in a row all have the coupons? How come? But that's what I do. And it's a great way of striking up a conversation and doing something for your fellow gun show guest. Craig, what can you share with us from highlights from your YouTube videos? You had one where you were talking about preparedness and you're talking about this ice storm and you're walking around and you're showing that there's ice everywhere. What are your thoughts about how we can prepare? Because some people just don't realize that when you try to start a fire with firewood that's all stuck together because it's got a coating of ice on it and you can't break it apart, and if you could, it's coated with ice, how are you going to start that? You want to share some of your thoughts on survival and preparedness for these weather anomalies that we seem to be having more and more of?
One thing that people really ought to think about if you haven't really prepared, of course, even if you're prepared with a wood stove and such, if you haven't prepared enough that, you know, your wood might be frozen solid to the ground or whatever. We had a few weeks ago some severe, severe cold weather in the Midwest, and I was in that area. It happened, and then a week later we got hit with that ice storm, which you can see on that particular video. And power was out. During this extreme cold incident we had a few weeks ago, it was so bad it broke all sorts of records. Just think about what could have happened. Now, much of the North was experiencing warnings to their customers. The utility customers were warned to reduce consumption of electricity, and in Michigan, in fact, they had a major event happen where there was a fire at a natural gas pumping station, and they had to shut down, and immediately that took put in effect an emergency situation in Michigan where all businesses had to close down by contract. They're required to. They all had to shut down, and then even the residential customers were warned, please turn your thermostats down to 65 or lower because we're looking at a situation here where everybody could be cut off. Imagine what could have happened if the people of Michigan or anywhere in the country lost their natural gas. Now we have an emergency situation where people are actually going to die. Because what would probably have happened, you think about this, just think about the sequence of events. Then another emergency is declared. They open up warming centers. And because the grid, the electric grid, was already at capacity, a lot of people would have went, well, let's we have this electric heater here. We can hook it up and we'll try to heat our bathroom. And then you and millions of other people might have thought the same thing. Then all of a sudden the grid goes down because now that's overloaded. Now the warming centers that the communities usually set up, schools and stadiums and things like that, would probably also be without power. And even their generators, which may be powered by natural gas, might be out. And so even the warming centers might have been completely failed. And so then what happens? Now, okay, well, the average American will say, well, we got our car. Let's go sit in the car. So you go in the car and you take it, if it starts, minus 20 below, you go in the car and start it up and you stick it out of the garage, please. And you get it warmed up and, okay, you're fine until you look at the gas gauge.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Okay. This is really important. Craig, hold that thought. We'll be right back. What about a natural gas emergency? How serious it is?
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Craig Douglas is with us. Class has a link on the website, usaprepares.com, or you can go to forbiddenknowledge.info. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, forbiddenknowledge.info. Couldn't read my own writing. I've got it on the screen in front of me. Also, you've got another website called The Prepper Stop, theprepperstop.com.
Yes.
Yep.
That's where I
sell class, if you're excuse me?
That's where I sell things.
Yeah. So, class, if you're interested in freeze-dried foods, water filters, gas masks, radiation detection equipment, survey meters, those kinds of things, theprepperstop.com. And, Craig, you know, before I realized who you were many, many years ago, I bought the yellow civil defense survey meters from you, and I didn't know who you were at the time, and that was I was at a show and you were there and you had a great display, and I bought some, and then we became friends, and you know, years later. So you've been doing this for a very long time, and wouldn't you say at one time, maybe even now, you have the largest supply of civil defense era survey meters in the world? Aren't you one of the top ones?
Well, about the world, but I got the second biggest supply in the U.S. There is a guy in Texas who has more than me that he sells, and he also calibrates them.
Okay, very good. All right, so we're talking about natural gas. We're talking about extreme cold. Please continue. This is very important. Well, let's recap continue.
It's an extreme cold thing. We could have been facing a major catastrophe. It could have had a lot of people could have died if you think about this. So as I said, you know, the power, your gas goes out, then the power goes out because everybody's overloading the grid. So everybody's now without power, including the warming centers where they have set up. And their generators, a lot of times, are run off of natural gas, which they won't have. You can't reroute natural gas as easily the same way you can electricity. And it's not designed that way. So the warming centers you might not be able to rely on either. So then you go to your car, you're sitting in your car, keeping warm, and then you look down at a gas gauge, you find out you only have a quarter tank well, we better run to the gas station to get some fuel before things get bad. And, well, you go to the gas station, of course, as you can expect. Excuse the noise if this is coming on. I'm in a parking lot and somebody's let their car alarm go off. The gas station is either closed because they don't have power to pump the gas anyway, or else there's a huge long line, or they just are out of gas already anyway. So now you have possibly millions of people sitting in their driveways in their cars trying to keep warm, and they're going to run out of gas. Now, when I do my show with my lectures, I talk about the two most important things here for prepping is water and shelter. Now, a lot of times shelter doesn't play into it much, but in this case, you know, I can go 3 days without water, but I'm not going to last 3 days with the way the weather was at that time of the period of time. There's no way I was going to survive it. And so sometimes shelter becomes number one, as in this case. And if that had happened, we would have saw a lot of people actually die. And then imagine even if after this all ended, even if you survived this, you go back to your house and everything is frozen solid, you won't be able to have water or possibly weeks, because every single plumber in the region is going to be totally swamped with all the repairs. Everybody's got frozen pipes burst, or the water heater's burst wide open, or the toilet tank has exploded. So you got to think about possibly draining all your pipes before you have to abandon your house like that, so that when you do come back, you might be able to revive the situation. So there's a lot to think about with this cold weather. Are we really designed to survive in this? One of the best things you can do if you're a city dweller and you're in face of this situation, that you're going to have to prepare for this ahead of time. If you don't have a fireplace, you don't have a stove, get with neighbors who do. Have a sense of community, because these people can save your life. Be friendly with neighbors. You know they have a wood stove or something where you can go in an emergency. If you're friends with them, that's something you can possibly rely on. That's where community can get together, because in a situation like this, people will be very helpful to each other because they know this is an emergency that will eventually be taken care of. It will leave the system. So there won't be the panic and people shooting each other like it could with an EMP or something else that happened. So sense of community works very well here. If you live in a city and you're ever faced with this, know people around you where you can go in such an emergency like that.
Very well said, Craig Douglas. And class, if you're worried about your toilet freezing, you can always sprinkle some salt, table salt in there. Oh, probably a tablespoon. Put a tablespoon in the back tank. It's corrosive. In the long run, it's a wrong thing to do. In the short run, it may save your plumbing. Craig Douglas, thank you so much for being with us today. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.